Rigu Fearless was shouting like a beast demented as he hastened facing backward along the pier. It was not essentially Letho's escape which caught the Wildcat's attention, however. It was the sight of Pandy and Pike Talon.
The hawk! It's the hawk! I'd know it anywhere!
He raced ahead, reaching the pier end, ahead of the trio's descent. The cat guard stopped halfway along the pier, watching as the Wildcat stood to intercept the two birds, who were fast losing height, with Shellhound hanging from their legs. As he whirled his single-bladed war axe, Rigu Fearless was bellowing,
"Go to Hellgates, bird!"
The osprey within 3 spear lengths of the warlord, when he hurled the axe, could not be missed. A cry of horror went up from the otters on the raft. They were still too far off to do anything that would prevent the fatal throw. Without thinking, Tyria began whirling her sling. Round and round it sped until it was a thrumming blur. Automatically, the old Abbey war cry ripped from her mouth.
Red wall!
Never before or since had any beast witnessed a slinging of that magnitude. The barbed iron star whistled through the hot morning air like a thunderbolt, covering the long distance in the speed of a lightning flash. Both Letho and the two birds hit the water beyond the pier end. The warlord knew that his axe had struck home. He turned to see the hawk splash limply down. Facing the open lake, Rigu Fearless laughed aloud. But no sound came from him as he stood in frozen silence for a brief moment. Then he toppled headfirst into the lake, with a hole between both eyes and an iron star embedded in his brain. Thus ended the reign of Rigu Fearless, Wildcat Warlord of Green Isle, slain by a humble Abbey maid who is now High Queen of the Otter Clans. Letho and Brantalis reached the raft, still holding on to Pandion's body. Willing paws helped them aboard. Tyria bowed with the weight of the slain osprey as she hugged his body tearfully. Letho gently disengaged her from the dead hawk.
Time for grieving later on, ma'am. We've got a war to fight.
Banya stared grimly at the pier.
Aye, and we're going to miss it if this thing doesn't move any faster. Look at that!
Before the otters on the shore could even mount the pier, the air was rent with a pedalless roar. Straight through the smoke-bound hallway, having entered the fortress from the rear, they burst forth onto the landing. The long patrol warriors, backed by a horde of yelling otter slaves whom they had freed. Colour Sergeant O'Cragg's stentorian tones rang out over the bewildered cat guards huddled on the pier.
Forward the baths! Give them blood and vinegar! Eulalia!
Letho waved the pole he was paddling the raft along with.
Let's cheer them on, mates! E-I-E!
Some cat guards fled. Others tried to fight, but the day of reckoning had arrived. They were no match for the hares, and more especially for the freed slaves they had tyrannized and abused for long seasons. Before the day was much older, there was not a living cat left in sight. They were, as Corporal Drubblewick put it,
either blooming well dead or flipping well flared, what?